This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Their level of BDE just keeps rising.
It's over 9,000!
Oh, my.
This is 105.7 The Fan's Big Bad Morning Show.
Between the Mavs and the Clippers, here's Luka. Again on the dance floor against Harden. Slow clock three. Bullseye! Bullseye! Let him know! Luka Doncic is going to let him know!
He is a show all by himself.
Get yourself ready to shoot, and you have to know when to shoot. And I don't think anybody has to tell Doncic.
That's Mavs Radio as the Mavs defeat the Los Angeles Clippers.
Hell yeah.
96-93. That's a low-scoring game. The only game last night with neither team went over 100 points.
Yeah, it's been a dogfight in that one points. I mean, the Mavs couldn't score in the second quarter of the first game, mm-hmm. and then last night, just watching it, this Clippers team's a much better defensive team than people give them credit for, and it's not just because of Kawhi and Paul George. It's some of the others that are Coffey has been a really good defender for them, and they put him on Luka quite a bit. If you watch last night, Jalen McDaniels for the Wolves had been on KD and Devin Booker. He and Devin Booker got into it last night. So he was on, when you look at those matchups, you've got some defensive-minded guys that are stealing some minutes here because they've been playing well.
You brought up Suns, Wolves. I don't think the Suns have enough to either get back in that series.
I mean, they go back home. They say the series doesn't start until you win on somebody else's floor. The Suns will be favored in these two games. They made a run in game one that I thought was going to kind of help them get – like, they were taking bad shots, and Minnesota was grabbing rebounds and just pushing. Early on, and they built a small lead, and then all of a sudden the Suns came roaring back. They're going to really need KD to just be that guy, and I don't know if Devin Booker's just sitting back and watching some, but Anthony Edwards has kind of been doing it all. Yeah. Like last night, Mike Conley took over the scoring, and Edwards was dishing the ball out for a good period of time. I think he made his first bucket or something late in the – or he hit a three early, and then he didn't hit another bucket until, I think, late in the quarter. They only have five in the first.
Yeah, 8 assists on the night.
Yep.
8 assists, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Didn't have to. Everybody in the lowest score was Karl Anthony Towns out of the starting lineup with 12 points. Rudy Gobert had 18 points, was it?
So here's something I want to bring up.
Rudy Gobert, I'm sorry, I said Gobert.
They called the fouls, they were calling a lot of fouls early. So guys were in foul trouble.
Right.
Karl Anthony Towns stays in the game with 2 fouls. I have no idea why Finch left him in the game. Anthony Edwards misses a baseline jump shot. Karl Anthony Towns comes running down the lane to try to grab the rebound and dunk it, but Devin Booker's underneath. He clearly goes over his back and throws him to the ground, and he picks up his third foul in the first quarter. And I'm looking at his coach like, what's more important here, these next 3 minutes to have him out on the floor or to be able to play him in the second quarter? Because I don't think he played him at all in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He may have came in. I mean, I'm flipping back and forth between baseball and basketball, but he may have come in and played a little bit. But when I was watching the second quarter, I didn't see him at all. Maybe at the end of the half for a jump shot or something. But, the foul trouble, guys have to be smarter in the postseason.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of frustrating to see coaches' decisions in the playoffs, how they impact the team. Fortunately, in this case, it did not.
Well, you have players you know you can trust. And but even then, even having players you know you can trust, stupid things happen. A guy could drive right into you. Like last night, they called a foul on, I think it was McDaniels, where, I mean, it's clear that Devin Booker drove in and shoved him, extended the arm and pushed him. Booker misses the shot. There's no call. They kind of let him play there. But you see a lot of that. Like, right. I'm saying, and there's, they could have called the offensive foul on Booker, but what I'm saying is leaving the guy in on offense and like, oh, just stay out of the way on defense. Don't try to block any shots. You know, don't give up any ground, but nothing stupid. Don't reach. Karl Anthony Towns did one of the dumbest things you're going to see. And again, like if that was, they left Kevin Durant in with two fouls, he didn't pick up a third. There's certain guys you trust and you know you can trust, but sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah, you do. Your thoughts on this Bucks series? Right now it's tied at one.
Yeah, I mean, look, now it's going back to Indiana. You and I both like the Pacers at the beginning of the series. You know, when we watched the way that Damian Lillard played in game one in the first. So for people who didn't watch game one, what happened to Damian Lillard was he got the Trae Young treatment that Miami used to do to him. As soon as he crosses midcourt, two guys run at him. So somebody's open. So the ball immediately goes out of Damian Lillard's hands. And guys start rotating on defense. As soon as it goes back to him, double team. That's why he didn't score any points in the second half. So going into last night's game, I thought we'd see a lot more of it. But, you know, I thought we'd see the better team show up, and the Pacers, sure enough, did push the ball and made some things happen.
410-583-1057 is the number. The Celtics play tonight. They have the Heat. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, man. Look, the Heat kind of looked dead in the water to me. I hate saying it. With no Jimmy Butler, you're missing an element that you need. Remember, Terry Rozier's there, too. He's hurt. Butler won't be back anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter because I think this series is over. But that being said, you don't like to dismiss guys. We've seen this Miami Heat team make runs in the postseason, right? So I don't like totally dismissing them. But let's be honest, they're 14.5-point underdogs. And when they go back home, they're probably going to be right around 7 or 8-point underdogs in each game.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Boston was the best team in the Eastern Conference. They demolished teams, and we kind of got so used to it that I feel like down the stretch, they were kind of playing, they were doing different things with their lineups just to see what matchups worked well together, and they were still beating teams. Like, hey, I'd like to see a little bit more of Derek White with KP on the floor and those two playing a two-man game. I want to see Drew Holiday work more with Jaylen Brown or Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis, whoever it may be. They were playing all different types of matchups. But this Celtics team, I mean, it's the best team in basketball, but I don't think they can beat the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets have their number.
You don't think you can?
Nope.
All right, what about the Pelicans Thunder also?
So, again, coming down to where we talked about close games, the first time they played, OKC is a 7.5-point favorite. I think they got their wake-up call. I think they run roughshod over them tonight.
You think so?
Yep.
I like OKC a lot. I like OKC. You know, we should get Jim Schreiber on.
Yeah.
Talks. I know he knows all about. Yeah, I know he knows all about OKC. We'll try to get him on.
So here, just to throw you some spreads here, real quick, while we're talking about this. Now that we're flipping back to outside of New Orleans, OKC. That's in OKC tonight. Going back to Philly, the 76ers are a 4-point favorite over the Knicks. Pacers are a 4.5-point favorite over Milwaukee on Friday. That's a 5:30 game on Friday. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Like Indiana's going to get a whatever, man. Phoenix is a 3.5-point favorite over Minnesota. Orlando, 1.5 over the Cavaliers. LA Lakers, -1 over Denver. That kind of surprised me. And Boston, -14.5. The only one we don't have yet is when the Mavs go home, but they'll be favored over the Clippers.
Yeah.
Probably by about 4, 4.5, I would guess.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rita Hubbard joins us at 9 o'clock to talk NFL draft. But on the other side, the Major League Baseball, they will look into Hunter Winterstad's ejection of Aaron Boone. What do you hope the outcome is? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
MLB, NFL, NCAA. Get it all right here. 1057 The Fan.
Ooh, Wednesday, baby.
DJ Storm.
So we talked yesterday about what took place in the game between the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Winterstedt, Aaron Boone asked about a call. It was a check swing. It was called a strike. Hunter Winterstedt was looking to see if the ball hit the batter, so he didn't really see the swing, so he asked the first base umpire. First base umpire rung him up. You heard Aaron Boone on the Yes Network say to Hunter, you can make that call too. Hunter Winterstedt responded by, I'm doing my job. I'm watching to see if he can hit. Get back to the dugout. Don't say another word. Fan above the dugout says some words. And Hunter turns to the dugout and ejects Aaron Boone, who then got his money's worth saying, it wasn't me. I didn't say anything. The Yes Network proved that he said nothing because he had a camera on him, isolated on him. What should baseball do?
Well, you saw the meme that I sent to you guys where it was like the call. It said it was on par with the strike zone. The guy was above Aaron Boone. I'm just a little upset that the umpire just didn't admit his mistake at the end. Like, it's okay to say, hey, I heard it come from there. I messed up. Like, you can watch the video and see you screwed up. I think that's all that needed to be said. He was like, well, that's his fault. Well, it wasn't somebody in the dugout. Like, I get it. You know it as a head coach, right?
Right.
If one of your assistant coaches says something from the bench after you've been warned or whatever, you're the one that's going to get the tech, right? So, mm-hmm. Like, in this instance, I felt like the umpire should have apologized. He didn't want to. Still probably pissed over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and those guys, like, we've been beating umpires up forever. Somebody sent something yesterday and said, being a referee or an official, it's the only job where you're expected to be perfect when you start and get better as the game goes on.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a tough job, but, like, there's been some really, really bad calls this year.
I think, so if you said bad calls this year, so let me ask you this. Is umpiring getting worse? Or does technology reveal more?
Well, I'd like to hear from an umpire because, all right, so I'm watching. You know where the plate is, right? And I don't know if all umps do this. The catcher moved over to the offside of the plate, away from the hitter. So, like, if you have a right-handed bat, he's moving towards the left-hand box, left-hander's box. Slides over. The ump moves over with him.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't he be behind the plate?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, we've had so many guys with these frame jobs that are – people could say it doesn't matter. It does in a fraction of a second.
Jim Bowden says Hunter Winterstedt needs to be suspended without pay for one game for his actions and lack of accountability for his mistake based on his post-game quote. His post-game quote was, everything you said is exactly kind of what was communicated on the field. That's what Aaron said. He said that a fan said it. I said, I don't care who said it. It's foolish to throw out a player if you don't know who did it.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm saying that, it's like I'm upset that he didn't take accountability afterwards and just say sorry. For some reason, he didn't do it. Like, you know, maybe he didn't watch the replay of it. Maybe I'm probably seen it by now. I don't know if he needs to be suspended over it, but it's like that stuff's uncalled for. If it was a player, I'd probably feel differently. But because it's a manager, I don't. And I know that changes the game a little bit. Now your bench coach is taking over, but... That's, you know, it's a little tough luck. The umpire should have turned around, but I get what happened.
What if you did suspend him? What grounds would you suspend him on? That's my question. Jim Bowden said suspend. Well, for what? Not having accountability?
Are we going to start suspend? Like, okay, that was a mistake. How about all the other mistakes they make in games?
So yeah, exactly. Are we suspending him because of what he did, or because he didn't have accountability? I mean, because this is not the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean, what exactly was suspending him for? If you want to suspend him for falsely ejecting someone, okay, I guess I could. I don't want him suspended, but I'm more for that than I am for the lack of accountability. That's just a media person, and I know Bowden used to be in baseball, but that's a media person who is butthurt because he didn't get what he wanted.
You know my favorite thing about Jim Bowden? Is that when I had the J.J. Hardy story that he signed, and I had it before everyone else, someone sent it to me. I got all these new followers because I broke a story. And then Jim Bowden realized that the only thing he was getting from me were filthy memes and gifts. It's like, why am I following this guy? He unfollowed me the next day. So he's not giving me any baseball information. But, you know, like, I don't know how you suspend a guy because he made a mistake. Right. And I get it. Like, I'm upset that he didn't take accountability because I feel like that's what you should do. If you F up, like, that's the whole point. Like, we're all going to make mistakes in life no matter what we're talking about. But if you F up and you know you F'd up, then just take accountability for it.
Let me throw another idea at you. What if he didn't believe he F'd up? What if he believes, because my understanding, he thought he heard something from the dugout as well.
Yeah.
So the manager's accountable for what goes on in the dugout. What if he believes that? See, we keep judging what he did.
Because we see the guy.
We keep judging what he did based on what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Hunter Winterstead knows about what the fan said, but he heard something in that dugout, and Aaron Boone is letting it go on. So I don't know what player did it, but I know that's your dugout. You're out of the game.
Yeah.
What if he really threw him out for that?
I mean,
we keep saying the fan. Hunter Winterstead may say, I heard the fan. I don't care about what the fan said. The dugout was chirping. So I held, we talk about accountability, I held Aaron Boone accountable.
I mean, I get it. That's why I'm saying he shouldn't be suspended. Because I don't. You asked the perfect question. Is like, what are you suspended him for? For what? Because he didn't take accountability, or because he made a bad call?
Yeah, what is that?
Out?
Players don't take accountability all the time. You suspend him for it?
No. Colton Cowser yeeted the ball.
Well, he did take accountability.
He took accountability, though. He did.
So yeah.
He's gonna go in there and swim and get that ball back. You know, the best thing about that is that cat that goes around. What is it? Zach Hampel? Is that who it is that gets all the home run balls,
uh-huh.
He was right there and it went over his head when it went into the fountain. I'm just glad that cat didn't get it.
You, F that dude.
You said something because it's a question that's asked a lot. Is umpiring, is officiating worse? I can't say umpire because every sport. Is officiating worse or does technology reveal more? And your answer to that was we need to talk to officials.
Yeah.
And I think that because we all have an opinion about that.
Well, I was just interested in the guy moving off the plate and following the catcher. Like, if you're over the plate, I mean, I guess you know the pitch is coming to that side. Maybe you want to get a better view of it.
Or maybe you're protecting yourself.
Fair enough. That's the way I just thought it was interesting.
I mean, that's something to think. I'm putting myself behind the catcher to protect myself.
The only reason I bring this up is I saw it last night, and the ball was about 3 inches off the plate, and it was called a strike. So I'm like, where is he moving to? Is he, like, what is he looking at? I don't understand what we've seen from a lot of these guys. And I'm not talking about the borderline ones where it's really close to the line. That's tough to judge. When you see a ball that's completely out of the strike zone,
right.
You see one that's 4 inches higher than the top of the box.
Right.
You see the one that's low. Hell, we even had the funny one where someone threw the ball. The pitcher threw the ball, hits the backstop. Catcher catches it in front of the ump and then puts it over the plate to see if he can get the call for a strike. And the ump started laughing and they had a good chuckle over it because he's trying to frame a ball that went behind him. You know, but the whole thing with this is I think the catcher's framing has become an art form. They're really good at it, and I think that's why a lot of these umps are missing some of these calls.
Because I got to think, when we're looking at it from center field cam, the catcher catches it and snatches it real quick inside. If I'm standing above him, maybe I don't see that movement per se.
Well, because it's a fraction of a second. We see it when it's slowed down.
Right.
It's very easy to see the box on TV to see if it's hit it or
right.
not. You know, they don't have a box in front of them to see, hey, did it touch that? But maybe they should. I mean, it's been really bad this year. And I hate, like, I'm not blaming them for things. I just want to see it get better.
Why not? Why wouldn't you blame them?
Because, like...
it's their jobs.
No, I get that. I'm not saying they
You blame Bill Buckner? He didn't do his job.
He didn't bend all the way over.
He didn't do his job.
He put the glove to the ground.
So why can't you blame an ump?
I guess you can, but you always sound like...
We're not playing. We can blame them. We're not playing. We're not making excuses. We're not just saying that this is not an Oriole problem. It's a problem all over the place, man.
You kind of sound like a little bitch when you make.
You do?
Yeah, when you say, hey, the refs cost us the game. But sometimes they did. There's plenty of things that happened in the game that you guys could have done to change said game, right?
But if we both make an equal amount of mistakes and he makes a bad call at the end, he cost me the game.
That's how people see it.
Yeah. Regardless of the mistakes I made, if I was in position to win the game,
so
and your call cost me the game, you cost me the game.
I'll give you an example last night. So I'm watching the Cubs and Astros were my top play, the over. It did not work out. They scored 9 runs last night, but they scored 6 in the first 2 innings, which was great. The Astros couldn't hit. But in the first inning, J.P. France had a borderline call not go his way. And that was a 2-2 count that turns into a 3-2 count. He would have been out of the inning with just 2 runs given up. That batter happened to be Mike Talkman. The next pitch was a 3-run homer.
Home run, yep.
So now you've given up 5 runs in the first inning. Everything changes. So you can make a case and say, oh, wait a minute, if you'd have called that a strike. And by the way, that pitch, if you watch it, was borderline. Mm-hmm. It was right, like it's touching the outside. I understand it being called a strike. I understand it being called a ball.
410-583-1057 is the number. Rita joins us. Rita Hubbard talks some NFL draft at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we'll ask Ryan Ripken what he thinks about the officiating in Major League Baseball this year. Ryan Ripken joins us up next on The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place a $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. Win or lose, it's yours to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on 3-pointers made in the game, over, under point totals. You can also do first basket score and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rob to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over. President of Maryland, first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton Buick. Experience the new Buick at IG Burton Buick. 105.7 The Fan.
.30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Man, my brakes are done on my truck.
Are they?
Absolutely done.
You got like, the grinding going?
I had no warning, Jeremy. It went from riding smooth to...
to your rotors.
And they can't do them until tomorrow.
Man, I was looking at you walking down the hallway, and you kind of looked like Fred Sanford. You were having some issues to making it...
The gout.
Is that what it was?
The gout.
Yeah.
Is it the gout or just gout?
It's just gout. Yeah. I think you can say the gout.
I like the gout.
Yeah. The gout is the reason why Rob's walking like Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving down the hallway, hearing you grunt every step you take.
He did not hear me
grunt.
You
look like pigeon-toed, too. Like, it's out.
I always walk pigeon-toed.
Are you bow-legged? Are you the one that Salt and Pepper was talking about in that
bow-legged
song?
Bow-legged Lou? No. He's talking about...
Not me. Not you. The bow-legged one.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about... Unselfish lover.
No.
Bow-legged Lou.
No.
No. I've always been like, my buddy's up in, when I used to go up to my uncle's house in Mannheim Township, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they called me the penguin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was born bow-legged. I had to wear those things on your legs like Forrest Gump had. I'm not kidding either.
You had such boots. A tragic childhood.
I was flat-footed and I was almost 10 pounds when I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Flat-footed, 10 pounds and...
I was bow-legged and... We walked uphill both ways. Is that the stories we start telling now? But yeah, no, I had to.
Went to summer school in the snow?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But no, I had those things on my legs to help me walk.
I got it. I'm thinking. Do you buy the brakes and take it to the mechanic to fix them?
I mean, you might have somebody that does brakes on the side too, if you trust them.
That's why I said, do you buy the brakes? Oh, I know a mechanic, a legitimate mechanic that'll do it. When he gets off work.
The only issue is if you need, I think if you need rotors, that's going to change. A mechanic will be able to do it, but if you had a buddy that just knew how to change brake pads, that would be different. Yeah. I don't know how long they've been grinding.
Oh, man. Since 2 days ago, maybe yesterday.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about, I don't know how good my parents were.
How come they can't do it now, though?
Because they're busy.
Don't you tell me you're busy.
They're busy, man. They ain't got time for you. Ain't nobody got time for you. But
how are your parents?
No, I'm just thinking about so I rolled into one of those kerosene heaters when I was a kid and got burned.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I fell out of a car turning when my mom was turning onto our
street.
Jeez,
man.
But I told you I was dressed like the little brother in the Christmas story. When I fell out, I fell into a snowbank. So I was laughing when my mom got me, but I fell out of the old Vega that we had. We had a Vega.
You had a Vega.
Yeah. We had a lot I saw some old pictures of me. I guess every picture of you is an old picture of you. But I saw some when I was really young. And it was funny just looking at the haircuts that my dad would make me get. You know, we go in there. It was either the high and tight, like I'm in the military or something. What? The fact that I'm like this? What do you want? Why are you taking a picture of me? Is it a video?
I'm sure you'll old picture you.
Oh, you dumbass. But no, I'm like, what is he doing? Is he recording me?
It was an old picture of me. It ain't live, man.
But no,
it's not television.
The hairdos my dad would make me get, and looking at him with the mullets in the back and the spiked hair, or just ridiculous.
Before Chuck accuses us of not paying it off, we have not gotten in contact with Ryan Ripken. That's why we said we'd have him, but Joe has tried. To get them, and it's not happening right now.
Late night games.
So yesterday, I don't know if we said this on air, but Jeremy's grandfather and my mother are at the same senior living facility.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I took my mom a fire stick. Not a jailhouse. Jail broke is a real one.
Jailhouse fire stick.
Yeah, the one where you get everything. So I got a fire stick from Amazon. And I plugged it in, and I showed her how to use it because she can only move her left hand now. That's what she's going to do, move. So I showed her. Then she asked me to write the instructions down. I wrote the instructions down. Then she told me, well, put this down there. I put this, right, wrote that down. She said, well, write that down. I wrote that down. I said, Ma, with all of this, it sounds like to me you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with your mind.
You might want to tell her roommate too. Hey, you might want to remember this too. I'm not here.
So I showed her all the channels she has because I gave her the Hulu Live, all the packages. Jeremy, my mother has probably close to 200 channels. All she watched yesterday was the Game Show Network.
That's what they watch in that place, man.
Oh, people love the Game Show Network.
I'm in there.
I love the Gold Show.
I didn't have to get the Fire Stick to get the Game Show Network, Joe. I didn't have to get the Fire Stick. I thought you wanted to watch Abbott Elementary.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to watch Blue Bloods. I thought you wanted to watch all the other silly crime stuff and Grey's Anatomy and crap. And you watch the same channel you were watching before I got the Fire Stick.
There's a lady on the side where my grandfather is that comes down. She doesn't speak. She doesn't talk. She can talk. She doesn't talk. She said a couple words to me now that I know her a little bit better because I always say hi and ask her how she's doing. But she when she comes down there, she kind of controls the TV.
Uh-huh.
But I love watching her watch TV because when she finds something funny, she laughs like it's the funniest thing she's ever heard in her life. And I'm looking at it going,
love that.
That's the best.
You gotta love that.
Like when you walk into a place like that, it can bring you down real quick. The smells can kind of set you off because some days it's awful.
It is.
But, like, you know, there's a lot of people that people don't come visit.
Exactly. And that's my mom's roommate and all the people around her room, the people across the hall, the people next door. When I come in, they roll out in the hallway, talk. Hey, how you doing? Sometimes I'll bring group food, you know. I took my mom this rice dish that I got from Bill's Terrace Inn. It has rice and shrimp and chicken. So my mom has a hard time eating herself. Mm-hmm. So what she did, she told me, that's a lot of food. Split it. Give her half. I said, okay, that's nice of you. She said, yeah, if you give her half, she'll feed me.
Oh, so she's already got it worked out. The other part that that was insane over there.
And she went lying.
Now my grandfather's food, all of it has to be ground up. Because you know, he has dentures, but like when in dementia, a lot of times you'll develop these pockets in the back, mm-hmm. and he doesn't fully chew up his food and swallow it.
Right.
Swallowing becomes an issue. So they grind up everything.
Right.
So he got a hot dog the one day when it came out, it was just it's just a ball of ground up hot dog and bread. And I'm looking at it going, the hell is that? That's what he eats every day now.
All hot dogs are technically ground up.
Well, it just looks different, man. You know, like if he got, it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to give you chicken. And then they put it in a blender and just drop it on a plate. And that's what he has to eat.
We're running out of time here, but I really want your grandfather and Rob's mom to meet. And I want it to be like an odd couple situation and they become best friends.
I tell you what, my grandfather's the sweetest human being alive. Everybody loves him. Everybody calls him Pop there. Yeah, and he'll just put his hand, but he's just the sweetest guy.
They're on two different floors, though, right?
No, you're down the hall. So when you get up, if you go up the steps,
so you're in the elevator,
you're in the Mallard.
Okay, yeah.
Same floor.
Two different wings.
Yeah.
Next CBS show.
Oh, man.
What do you want? The one I love, what's the lady's name? African lady?
McKay.
Is that the Bob and Abishola one?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I love Abishola, I think is what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, but no, it's kind of like you get to see it too, going over there as much as you do, like the difference. You get the same people that'll say hi to you. The funniest time there is when that lady shook down my grandfather and stole his fish sandwich. Dude, it was so like my cousin brought my grandfather a fish sandwich. I think it was from McDonald's or whatever, like a filet of fish. And the woman goes, that looks really good. And my grandfather goes, it is good. She goes, can I have some? And he said, this is the only one I have, and I'm really hungry, so no, I can't share it. You know, he's being nice. Right. He would have given her some of it. That lady took it out of his hands and started wheeling off down the hallway and eating it at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope
I hope it doesn't rain today because I promise my mom will watch afternoon baseball out on the patio. So,
nice.
But if it rains, you know what she'll tell me? It's not raining there, so we can still go outside and really? Play. Yeah, that's how it works, Jeremy. Rita will join us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, take us into your world of stupid.
Oh man, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna talk about a man's drunk driving charge that was dropped because doctors realize he has a rare condition. We're also gonna talk about the man with Britain's largest penis. He went on TV saying it's a curse. I want to see what you guys think about it. And lastly, husband cheats on wife dozens of times so that his body count can match his spouse's before they got married. I want to see how you guys feel about this. It seems like a weird one, but some interesting talking points coming up in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
Kind of an odd story here. Man's drunk driving charges dropped.
Joe. He's doing World of Stupid, and he leads by saying kind of an odd story.
After docs discover his rare condition, 40-year-old Belgian man who was accused of drunk driving had his charges dropped because he has a medical condition that makes him produce alcohol naturally. The man who has not been publicly identified suffers from something called auto-brewery syndrome. Yeah, AFP is what they call it. It starts a gut fermentation syndrome. It's a gut fermentation syndrome, a rare condition, which an overgrowth of fungi in the gut turns into carbs and sugars, or turns that into alcohol. So luckily it gets off for this, but I could imagine, you know, you're looking drunk, you are drunk, but it's your body producing it. So what happens? Is he going to be allowed to drive?
You remember the Saturday Night Live skit? It was years ago, maybe decades ago, when he turned the man's sweat into a soft drink. He sweat soft drink.
Oh, yeah.
He sweat soft drink.
I liked
when I watched it.
Schmidt's Gay Beer, when Chris Farley and Adam Sandler show up at the guy's house and they lift up there. It's like, oh, it's all these dudes swimming. You never saw that one?
No.
I guess it's more white people stuff. All right, let's talk about this.
I stopped watching at a point. I never watched again.
Husband cheats on wife dozens of times so that his body count can match with his spouse. Now, she wrote this long diatribe, which I've already read. They were married for 7 years. He asked how many people she had slept with. She said probably 30-something, to which he hadn't been able to get that out of his mind.
Me either.
So why would you even ask the question that you don't want to know the answer to? You don't. She did get divorced, said he's still contacting her. He's over in Europe. She's back on the stateside, but he's over there running around saying that he's, trying to hook up with all these girls. He needs to get help and all this stuff. Now, I want to ask this question seriously about body counts. Like, this is stupid. Like, if you met somebody and they had a body count before, meaning she slept with a lot of guys, whatever.
This is who she slept with before they got married?
Yes.
I thought you, okay.
Not while they're together.
Where's the cheating part come at?
The guy started cheating on her with her together to try to catch up to her body count to say that they...
Before she got... Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, so she's obviously divorced him. He's out running around doing his thing. Does body count matter to you? Do you want to... Like, first off, does it matter to you and would you want to know?
I don't want to know because it matters to me.
You said it perfectly for me. Like, I will never ask my wife her body count. I just won't. But I know where it's kind of at, but yeah. I'm never going to ask it because, like, I know it would mess with me to think about it.
How would She's you feel? Married to you, though.
I know, but I'm saying it would still mess with me.
How would this do with you if you were with your wife and someone, you never talked about body count, and someone walked in and she pointed him out and said she slept with him once?
I wouldn't want her to tell me that, and I don't think she would. Yeah.
But you wouldn't want her to tell you, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to know?
Hell no. Yeah. Why would I want to know that?
See,
we're in the same bar now. We're in the same bar now. And now this guy with, I don't want to know that.
See, Ed's the interesting one with this because he didn't care about any of that. Like, whether you tell him, whatever. And I would say that. Like, I wouldn't care if I was dating a girl and she had a high body count and then we found out. Like, but I know, like, it might, if you told me when we first started dating, you got, like, that's something you got to deal with. Like, the whole thing about dating a stripper. If you meet a stripper while she's stripping and you start dating her, it's very difficult to go back to that girl and say, hey, you can't strip anymore because it makes me uncomfortable. That's right. What she was doing when you met her.
But if she was stripping before you met her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She was stripping before you met. So anyway, this story's kind of a loaded one. Joe, do you care about body count?
I do not, no.
All right, let's get to this story. The man with Britain's biggest penis goes on TV to explain what a curse it is.
Was there a contest?
I don't know.
How does he know? How do they find the biggest penis? If you don't have a contest, you don't know it's the biggest.
So here it is. UK's most well-endowed man, Matt Barr, claims that his Titanic tallywhacker has caused him some big problems, including dating
New
difficulties.
York Post.
I can't stand that.
Sexploitation, and perhaps the most embarrassingly, getting booted from yoga class because people thought he was aroused. I'm trying to dispel some of the stigmas. Barr, who's 40, declared while discussing these well-hung hardships on a recent episode of a British talk show this morning.
I can't relate. I'm not doubting the fact that the guy is well endowed.
He's more than 12 inches long.
But you can't say you're the biggest anything unless there's a contest for it.
That's cartoonish.
That guy's got 3 feet.
I know, his left, his right, his middle. Gotcha.
But he said people have learned a lot of myths from pornography. He was very shy about his situation. They don't realize the implications it would have when you're actually living with it day to day.
Oh, we feel so sorry for you. Shut the hell up.
I can understand that.
So he is so embarrassed that he wore tight pants for a yoga class. Get out of here, man.
Well, you wear yoga pants.
Wear something loose then. If you're embarrassed, you don't want anybody to know, then wear clothes where they don't see.
Are you kidding me? If I had that thing, I'd be wearing...
Dude, 12 inches is insane, though.
That's...
Flaccid.
Tell me what you just were about to say.
I'd have had the tightest Lululemons on.
And that's what he is. I'm embarrassed. Yeah, okay. So you're doing an interview about it.
But I have heard from people that have enormous, this is a tough thing to deal with. Like, sex is difficult. So maybe me being small is a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're happy for you.
Or average, if I'm in Cambodia.
There's a dude recently that got a. He's the same thing. He lives in Australia. He's an OnlyFans model.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some of his work.
Nice.
This thing is insane.
Yeah.
It's a wine bottle, dude.
Yeah.
And he's actually said that he has had problems outside of the fact that he's an OnlyFans creator keeping a relationship because of the size of his penis.
I can get that. I can understand that part. However, Jeremy, to your point of maybe it's a good thing that you're small, when is the last time you went to a sex store and they sold small dildos? I'm just going to leave that there.
Like normal size ones.
To women, that does matter. Just throwing it there.
My damn segment, Rob. Trying to hear that Jeremy. Nonsense. Joe, let's talk. I don't need this, man.
Yeah, all right. This is an A and B conversation.
Finally start feeling good about myself.
See his way out of it.
And the black man who can't understand what we're going through over here got to chime in.
All the bigger ones do happen to be black at those stores also.
Well, I told this story about when I took my wife, an ex-girlfriend to the sex shop. And I said, honey, you can have anything you want. And she goes, I'll take the big red one. And then the cashier had to say, sweetheart, that's a fire hydrant. A fire extinguisher. You can't have that one. All right. Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much. This is awkward because we were talking about that. You know who's up next?
Who?
Rita joins us to talk to NFL Draft. And we won't ask her about that up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.